yesterday we heard Krishna began his activities of gocharan, cow grazing. One day the coward boys said to Krishna, "One very ferocious demon has attacked us." Krishna said, "I cannot see him anywhere." They said, "Yes, he's invisible. He only attacks the stomach. His name is hunger." The coward boys said, "Because you and me are the same, because we're hungry, that means you must also be hungry." Nearby is one forest called Taliban. There is hundreds and hundreds of tal trees. The fragrance is maddening the bumblebees in this Vrindavan forest. But one problem there, one ass is there. One donkey demon, his name is Danuka. Therefore there are some demons which are only killed by Balaram, because Balaram is the original Guru Tattva. Yesterday we heard Gargacharya gave his name. Bal, because he has tremendous strength. Ram, because he resides in the hearts of all. To serve Krishna, you cannot have material strength, will not help you. Otherwise, Arnold Schwarzenegger would be a Mahabhagavat. You need spiritual strength, spiritual determination. That comes by the mercy of Gurudev. Balaram carries two weapons, the plow and the club. In the same way, Gurudev also carries two weapons, with the plow of his harsh words and affection also. He cultivates the heart of the disciples, pulling out all unwanted weeds. And with the club, he crushes non-devotional sentiment. Therefore, Krishna destroys ignorance in the form of spiritual master, Guru Krishna Rupahan Shastra De Praman. All the scriptures say that Guru is a non-different manifestation of Krishna. Krishna yadi kripa kori kore bhaktagan Guru antarame rupe shikshe apaman. When Krishna gives mercy to anyone, a special type of mercy, that time that individual can meet the bona fide spiritual master. Avaishnav Guru Nasyat, Lord Shiva said in the Padma Purana, unless he is a Vaishnav, he cannot be a guru. Unless he worships the Supreme Lord by mantra in the succession, he has no qualification to be guru whatsoever. Can you move there? I can't. Yes. Scarecrow is his actual full name, not just Crow. Therefore, Balaram, the spiritual master, he is the one that removes ignorance in the heart, not Krishna. Krishna has no time. But Balaram, Guru, has time. Therefore, the coward boy said, "Because you and I and me are the same, we feel hungry. You must also feel hungry." In this tal forest, there are many sweet-smelling fruits. Even now, we can smell the fragrance of them. Prayacha tahina Krishna gandalo bita chestasam. O Krishna, smelling the fruits, we are developing a greed for them. Let's go to the tal forest. Therefore, Balaram entered first. And with Balaram, that's Krishna's brother, or first expansion, Balaram began shaking those fruits, and those tals began dropping with a noise, tok, tok, tok. Some of those fruits split open, and a very sweet fragrance came. Everyone was happy, except for Danukasura, one donkey. Because donkey is the embodiment of foolishness. Therefore, the original foolishness which brought us to this world, that can only be destroyed by the spiritual master, or Balaram Prabhu. Therefore, how much a donkey is foolish, you know? Krita says, in the rainy season when there's grass everywhere, the donkey comes out and he looks around, he's eating, eating, eating. But when he looks around the field, there's so much grass, he thinks, "I have not eaten anything." He becomes very thin. And in the dry season, the donkey moves out, he nibbles a bit of grass, he looks everywhere, "I've finished everything," and he becomes fat. Therefore, donkey is the embodiment of foolishness. Even though he carries many good loads, sugar, sweets, flour, rice, many good things he carries, he cannot taste one drop of that thing. Therefore, the materialistics who work day and night how many hours a day they're working? 10 hours a day at the job, 1 or 2 hours going each way. But they're so tired, how much can they enjoy at the end of the day? 1 or 2 free hollies, watch the television and fall asleep. Even though working so hard, they actually have no idea how to enjoy it properly. Therefore, foolishness. Therefore, Krishna does not destroy this ignorance. Guru destroys this ignorance. Therefore, Denikasura was also very foolish, even though he was living in the holy abode of Vrindavan. Even though he could see Krishna face to face, still he was so much foolish, he thinks, I'm the enjoyer of this Vrindavan. Krishna is not the enjoyer. Bifala sevana kripana durajana. Like Govinda Das Kaviraj prays, I'm so foolish, I wasted my life serving useless and miserly persons instead of serving the great souls and Krishna. Therefore, Denikasura, he charged towards Balaram and was trying to kick Balaram on the chest, singing a very nice song. One time Ramachandra told a funny story about a donkey. One time there was a donkey who was working as the carrier of a washerman, every day heavy loads, and heavier coming back because they're all wet. There, one day, that donkey met a free donkey, a jungle donkey. The jungle donkey said, are you quite mad? Why are you working very hard, carrying loads and getting beaten? You should run away and come with me to the forest. There is groves of lush strawberries, etc., etc. The donkey said, I'm thinking about it. Just give me a few days. After some more days, the jungle donkey, he saw the village donkey was even more thinner, more beatings on his head. Are you mad? Come on, run away with me. And the donkey said, just give me a few more days. Then finally that wild donkey said, come on, spill the beans. What's happening? Why you're not running away with me? That village donkey said, listen, even though it's true my master mistreats me, his daughter is very beautiful. So last week when she was cooking, she burned the rice. So that washerman was so angry, he said, you stupid girl, if you burn the rice again, I'm going to marry you off to this donkey. So donkey said, I'm just waiting for that. So people are always like that, just waiting for that thing. Oh, if I can only do this, then I'll be happy. We go to school, suffer miserably. If only I could get out of school, then I'd be happy. We get out of school and go to college, there is another type of suffering. If I could just get out of this stupid study, then I could get a job, I could have some money. He gets a job. If I could get a promotion, I'd be happy. If I get a wife, I'd be happy. If I get some kids, I'd be happy. When the kids leave home, then I'd be happy. When I retire, then I'll be happy. But happiness always eludes them. Like the donkey chasing the carrot. People cannot be happy because they don't know the standard of real happiness. People are so foolish they consider an absence of misery to be happiness. Everything we do in material life is just to alleviate suffering. I'm cold, therefore I get a jacket. I need protection from the rain and wind, therefore I have a house. To alleviate the pain of hunger, I eat. Alleviate the distress of thirst, I drink. To become free from the troubles of sex desire, I marry. To become free from loneliness, I get a friend. Become free from boredom, I buy a television. All our things we do in material life is just to become free from misery. And if we have no acute misery, when we think, this is happiness. Therefore, this is all foolishness. Therefore, Balaram, Guru, he kills that, destroys that from the heart. Denikasura was trying to kick Balaram. Balaram grabbed him by the legs, spun him fast in the air, and by the centrifugal force of Balaram spinning, the donkey lost his life, and Balaram threw him into the tal tree, the palm trees. Stool and urine burst from his body. The trees fell over one by one. Therefore, Denikasura, who could not enjoy the fruits anyway, he ended up leaving his body. At least he was killed by Balaram, so he had a good destination. At the time of death, he could think of the Lord. Therefore, as Krishna and Balaram returned home, how do they look? Tam gorajas chudita kuntala bada bara banya prashuna ruchirekshana charu hasyam venum kovantam anugaru pagita kritam gopya dadikshita tisto abhagaya masameta. That time when Krishna was covered by dust, he looked even more attractive. No? Bhusana, bhusanam. Generally, when someone puts ornaments on their body, then they look attractive. And when Radhika puts some lipstick on, puts some dye in the hair, then all the boys at school go, "We're lucky, so lucky to have such a nice teacher." By decorating the body, then the body becomes attractive, but Krishna is not like that. Krishna is so attractive when any ornaments are put on the body, then those ornaments become attractive by being on his form. Bhusana, bhusananam. Therefore, Krishna is the ornament of all ornaments. Therefore, don't think that Krishna covered by dust looks less attractive. When he's covered by dust, then he looks even more attractive. One time there was one blind devotee. His name was Surdas. To show that you cannot see Krishna by material vision, only by spiritual vision, he manifested being blind. Every day he would go to the temple at Chandra Sarova, and there was the deity of Krishna. He would say, "Beautifully decorated today." Then the priests are thinking, "He must be pulling our leg, he is completely blind. How he can see anything?" Therefore one morning they made Krishna with no clothes at all. And they asked, "Oh Surdas, how is Krishna's decoration this morning?" Surdas said, "This morning he is the most attractive, because there's no cloth covering his beauty." So, when Krishna returns home from cow grazing, that time his hair is covered by dust, he looks even more attractive at that time. While playing his flute, the gopis, who for 1 second without Krishna is like millions of years, which is the opposite of us, millions of years without Krishna, we are still quite happy and content. But if the gopis, even 1 second without Krishna is like millions of years of emptiness, nothing. Therefore, to show that these eyes, the fruit of these eyes is only to see Krishna, the pupils of every single species is black to see only him. Therefore, the gopis rushed together to see if Krishna as he returned from cow grazing. Thus, with their eyes, which were like black bumblebees, they drank the beauty from the nectar of Krishna's face. Thus they gave up the distress they felt in separation from him. Meeting Krishna is one type of happiness. But being separated from Krishna, when we're separated from someone we love, what do? Crow? Think of them. Think of them. Therefore, that thinking of Krishna in separation is also one type of meeting. For example, imagine if this morning Vijay got a phone call, "Your father is very, very sick. God forbid." Then Vijay probably never thinks of his father much. Then we'd be thinking, "Oh, father was very nice, he did this, I remember we're young, we did this." Therefore in separation, Guru Maharaj said, when we're separated from someone, then we think of them even more. Therefore the gopis who had been thinking of Krishna all day as Krishna was in the forest, their bees were like bumblebees drinking the nectar of his face when finally he returned. Thus, they worship Krishna with sidelong glances. They cannot look directly at Krishna. Therefore, with sidelong glances, pretending to look at something else, they look at Krishna and they worship him through those glances. Therefore, Krishna performed his pastimes like a young elephant in Vrindavan. After the tal forest and the cows were very thirsty, cows cannot drink tal fruit. Krishna took all the cows to the bank of the Yamuna. There the cows went to one restricted zone because that water had been poisoned by the ferocious snake, Kalia. Can you move over just a little bit? Thank you. Therefore, yesterday, remember we told the story a little bit of Kalia. Kalia's life history is very interesting. In his last life, he was a king, but the king's land was afflicted by drought. The king took advice from the saintly persons. Why my land has drought? Because rain falls by the piety of the persons who live in the land. Therefore, what is the mistake? And the Brahmanas check the astrology chart. Oh, king, it's because of your sins. The king said, how I can become purified? The Brahmanas thought, only the one thing is the most powerful object in this world, that is the water that has washed the feet of a pure devotee. Vaishnav padaduli ada Vaishnav padajal bak Vaishnaver bukta vashishte tina saranbal. The foot bathing water of a sadhu, of a devotee, the foot dust of a pure devotee, and the food which they have eaten, which is left. If you can get those three things, then you can get devotion. Therefore, the saintly person said, there's many ways to become purified, but the quickest and most powerful way is to drink the foot bathing water that has washed a pure devotee. Therefore, there was one pure devotee who was living in the bank of the Ganga, the bank of the river. He lived in the hole of a big tree. Therefore, the king, along with all his ministers, went with the paraphernalia for washing his feet, the golden jug, the crystal bowl, the soft towel. As they went, Swagatam Maharaj, the sadhu, extend, please give mercy to us, we want to respect you. Therefore, that pure devotee, he put his feet outside the hole, but that pure devotee had leprosy of the feet. What can Kali do? He had already committed himself, have to do. Therefore, he washed the feet of that saint, and of course, the crusty bits, the slimy bits, went into the crystal bowl. So the etiquette is you have to drink that water. But Kali was thinking, how can I drink that? He was afraid. Therefore, he took that water and he put it on his head. That saintly person became angry. Oh king, you are envious of me. You look very nice, but you're full of poison inside. Therefore, I curse you to take birth as a snake. Rupa Goswami gave warning. Driste svabhava janate papachascha dosena prakrita pamiha bhaktikana sakrita. Gangambu sen pen pena pena panke brahma dravagattam iti gichitana niradharma. Just like the water that goes in the Ganga. The Ganga is always pure and transcendental. Even if you think of the Ganga, you become pure. What to speak of, you actually take bath in it. What was that? Therefore, the Ganga is always pure, even though many, many different types of water run into the Ganga. Sewer goes in there. Dead bodies are chucked in there. Pollution from the factories nowadays goes in there. But the Ganga is still pure. It's never affected by anything that goes in it. In the same way, the body of a pure devotee is always completely transcendental. No matter that it may appear, there may be some material faults there, it doesn't change the fact that he's completely spiritual. Understand? Therefore, Kaliya, he judged the sadhu because he had leprosy. Just because he has leprosy doesn't mean he's not a pure devotee of Krishna. Therefore, because he showed disrespect to the devotee of the Lord, therefore the saint cursed him. You are very nice outside, but full of poison like a snake. If you see a snake, it's very beautiful. But inside, he's very poisonous. Therefore, I curse you to take birth as a snake. Then the king began to cry, no, I'm very sorry. Please be kind to me. And the saint said, okay, I've cursed you to become a snake, but I bless you also. The Supreme Lord will liberate you by dancing on your head. Because at least he put the water on his head, no? Therefore, at least he had that much faith. So the sadhu gave him that benediction. Therefore, that snake, Kaliya, he's the brother of Garuda. Isn't it? Garuda's father had two wives, Kayadu and Vinat. Vinat was the mother of, Kayadu was the mother of Garuda, and Vinat was the mother of Kaliya, snake. Therefore, even though the brothers, a snake and an eagle, have very much enmity towards each other. Therefore, the two wives were always arguing. Therefore, they took a gamble, a bet. Every day, the sun god pulls the sun across the sky. We cannot see him. Therefore, they had an argument. The tail of the horse, which drags the chariot of the sun god, what color is that tail? One woman said it's white. The other one said it's black. And they made a bet. If I win, you'll become my slave. And if you win, I will become your slave. There in the morning when the sun began its journey across the sky, Vinat ordered her sons, which were lots of snakes, go and hang on to the tail of the horse. So the tail of the horse, which is white, appeared black because of all the snakes hanging off it. Therefore, Garuda's mother lost the bed and had to become the slave of the other mother. Therefore, there was a great enmity towards Garuda, who is a pure devotee, who carries the Lord upon his shoulder, and Kaliya. Therefore, Garuda, it's a little, if you hang around long enough and hear, you'll understand all the characters. Garuda was very sad. My mother has now become a slave. Therefore, he made a deal. I'll free my mother if I can bring some nectar from the heavenly planets. Therefore, Garuda used to move here and there eating fish. Some people in India give the arguments, well, Garuda is a great devotee of Krishna. He eats fish. Therefore, we will also eat fish. But the activities of great personalities cannot be imitated. If you imitate, even in this world, isn't it like in WWF wrestling? They say on the bottom before the show, do not try these stunts at home. Therefore, unless you're a very great person, unless you're very powerful, why you'll imitate the activities of a powerful person, then it's just show bottle, useless. Therefore, we don't imitate great persons, we simply follow their instructions. Like one time there was a great person called Sankaracharya. He was moving, and one day he happened to move in the vicinity of a wine shop. Therefore, all disciples were thinking, well, if Gurudev does it, we will also do it. Sankaracharya could understand their defective intelligence. Therefore, another day he was walking past. He walked past a blacksmith. And there was a big pot of molten metal. He picked up the molten metal and drank it. And put it down. And he said, when you can do that, then you can imitate me. And not before. So we cannot imitate the activities of a great person. Because Garuda, it doesn't matter what he eats or what he does, he's like fire. Madhu? Why is he like fire? No matter what you put on fire, even if you put a dead body in a fire, the fire is still pure. No matter what substance you put in a fire, it doesn't affect the fire itself. In the same way, a greatly powerful person, it doesn't matter what they do, they're not affected by their activities. Like Krishna himself is the original powerful person. Even though he dances with millions and millions of young girls, gopis, he's never affected by lust. He's never affected by what he does. Krishna drank fire, nothing happened to him. But if we do the same thing, we imitate Krishna, what will happen to us? Become degraded. So, a guru used to move here and there, eating snakes and fish. All the snakes and fish made a deal with him. Don't do that. Every month, at a fixed place, at a fixed time, we'll give you one offering. Just eat that, then you don't have to go here and there committing, causing fear to all of us. Therefore, Garuda was so envious of his brother, he used to go there and eat the offering. Garuda with the offering was meant to be at 12 o'clock. Kali would come at 11:30 and eat it and disappear. Therefore, there was a big fight between Kali and Garuda. Garuda beat him with his wing, and Kali was very afraid. Therefore, he ran to the only place that Garuda could not go. Yesterday we told that history, that it was in the river Yamuna at Kaliyadad. Remember Kaliyadad, Raghavata? Huh? We go there every year with Gurudev, that place is still there. At that time the Yamuna used to flow in that area, but now the Yamuna has shifted course and gone that side. Therefore there was a big rud, means a big reservoir, a big lake, and Kali used to live there. Because Subhadi Rishi had given curse to Garuda, if you come here, your head will crack in 1,000 places. Therefore, that's less than any place where a pure devotee is not welcome, that place is full of poison. Therefore, Kali had been living there. Kali had 1,008 hoods, main hoods. He was very poisonous because of the presence of Kali, that whole place had become poison. Then when the cows went to drink there, just by the breeze, the cows fell unconscious. The boys also fell unconscious. Therefore, Krishna became very sad. this Kali is disturbing my Vrindavan. I should get rid of him. Therefore, Krishna performed the astonishing pastime of chastisement of Kali. There's one tree there, one Kadamba tree. It's 5,000 years old. It's still there today. Krishna climbed up on that. Titan took his cloth off his shoulders, tightened it around his waist. Another cloth bound his long hair behind his head. Krishna put his flute there so it would not be lost. And slapping his arms. In India, when they wrestle before a wrestling match, they slap their arms, just like the boxers. Then Krishna, with a huge jump, he did a bomb into Kaliya.
Run.
Such a loud noise. Krishna, when he jumped in there, the waves from Krishna's body hitting the water swelled everywhere. Thus, Krishna began swimming in that lake of poison like an elephant. Actually, Krishna was making funny sounds by his arms, making musical beats. Kali could not appreciate the niceness of Krishna's music. Therefore, Kali, full of poison, he came up and was looking at Krishna. What did he see? Tampreksaniya sukumariya ganavava dattam si batapita basanam smiti sundarasyam kridantam apritibayam kamalodarangrim sandasyamarma surusabujayo chataya. He saw Krishna all attractive, wearing yellow silken garments. Therefore, Krishna's body is black like a rain cloud. After the summer months, when the monsoon finally comes, those monsoon clouds are full of nectar and rain. And all the persons who have been burning in the summer are looking up. Therefore, Krishna's body looks like that, full of nectar. Sometimes that nectar comes out in his speech, in his flute playing, in his glancing, in his activities, in his name. His yellow cloth looked like a streak of lightning across a dark cloud. Wearing the mark of Srivatsa upon his chest, he looked all attractive. His feet, his hands, his face were reddish like a lotus flower. That time, Kali could not appreciate the beauty of Krishna, and Kali bit Krishna trying to kill him. Therefore, seeing God is not the goal of life. Because unless you have love of God, even if you see Him, you won't understand Him. So Srila Chivaka Maharaj said, if Krishna walked in this room right now, Shyamala, what would you see? Nothing. Another guy has entered. He's pretty weirdly dressed with a peacock feather in his head. We would see him like a material person because we have no correct vision. Therefore, even though Kaliya saw Krishna face to face, he could not appreciate Him. Therefore, Kaliya grabbed Krishna in the coils, like a python tries to squeeze. Kali was trying to squeeze the life out of Krishna, and Krishna, acting like an ordinary person, pretended to be unconscious in the coils. That day Balaram had not gone for cow grazing. That day was his birthday, so he was stuck at home. A messenger ran. Krishna has been caught in the coils of Kaliya. That time, all the Brijavasis who were in their homes, they saw many inauspicious signs. They began to run there. One old man said, Krishna has entered the lake of Kaliya. All the residents of Vrindavan, these are the perfected souls, the residents of the spiritual world. When Krishna comes to this world, the spiritual world comes with him, like a package tour. And he manifests his pastimes, and he shows the world the attraction that these people have towards him. By hearing of that attraction they have to Krishna, if we are greatly fortunate, Tasuna Lubdohaya Kona Bhagawan. If we are very fortunate, then by hearing of the attraction that these residents of Vrindavan have to Krishna, Crow, a desire may sprout in my heart. I also want to serve Krishna like they serve him. Ragatmika mukya hoy brajabasigan tasuni lubdohoy kona bhagawan. Of all the residents of the spiritual world, the ragatmik jan, their atmas of their soul are made of rag, attachment to Krishna. And amongst them, all the best are the Brijabasis. Say that word, Crow, Brijabasi. Brijabasi. Yeah. You can get a tattoo here. I want to be a Brijabasi. I want to love Krishna like the Brijabasis, the residents of the spiritual world. By hearing of how they love Krishna, how they give everything for his service, a desire may come in our heart if we are most fortunate. By hearing, a greed comes. I want to serve Krishna like that. Just like everyone has a desire after they hear about it. Isn't it? The person, the girl at school, she hears, oh, to become a doctor would be very good. Everyone gives you so much respect, so much money. Then the desire comes, oh, you can help people. I want to be a doctor. Right? Someone wants to do, someone wants to become a basketball. They watch the basketball on television. They see Magic Man flying through the air, slam dunking. Where is it? There he is in the back. Then the greed comes, I want to be like that. In the same way, spiritual life is the same thing. By hearing of how they love Krishna, a greed may come in the heart. What the hell am I doing here? I want to love Krishna like that. And then hearing about them and following them by mind, one day that desire will become fulfilled. You'll achieve love for Krishna and following in their footsteps. Therefore, all ran towards the bank of the river. When they saw Krishna in the coils of Kaliya, they began to weep. Mother Yasoda and some, they ran towards the water. Oh, Kaliya, leave Krishna. He is not even a morsel for you. Small boy, like one pakora. If you leave Krishna, you can take us. Look, I'm very fat. Take us, take us. They tried to enter the lake to give their lives. Take us, Kaliya, leave Krishna. At time, Balaram, again, he held all back with his arms. But for some time, Balaram also was emerged in that lamentation. Oh, brother, what type of pastime is this? These Brijabasis are not like the residents of Dwarka. They cannot live even one second without you. Give up this pastime. Give up this pastime. Balaram also crying. But then Balaram's real knowledge came back. Oh, he said to the residents of Vrindavan, you don't know the power of Krishna. Just wait and see. That time, especially the mothers and the fathers of Krishna, they saw Krishna in that condition, they could not tolerate so much pain they felt. Mercifully, they fell unconscious. The Guru Maharaj says, even when they fall unconscious, they're not like us. When we ever fell unconscious, we forget everything. Complete darkness is there. But even when they fall unconscious, they think of Krishna. Therefore, they can never forget Krishna even for a second. Like the opposite of us. We try very hard to think of him. We cannot. But the resident of Vrindavan cannot forget him in any condition. Some fell unconscious. Others stood there weeping. Others could not even weep. They could only look. That time the gopis, Gopya Anurakta Manaso Bhagavati Ananta. The gopis, the maidservants of Krishna, they had so much affection, unlimited anurag, attraction towards Krishna. When they saw him in the grip of the serpent, they could not do anything. Simply they closed their eyes and remembered Krishna's activities. He's joking, he's glancing with them and his affection. Without Krishna, they saw the whole world as empty, as void. That time, Krishna, imitating the activities of an ordinary person, remained in the grip of the coil of Kaliya. That time Krishna decided to end. He was therefore, it says somewhere, I read it one time before, he was trapped in the coils of Kaliya for 48 minutes. Then Krishna wanted to escape. Enough is enough. He wanted to just control the pride of Kaliya. Krishna began expanding his body. Kaliya could not hold him anymore. Krishna burst out of the bear hug. The gopis were thinking Kaliya is fortunate. Later we'll hear the gopis are criticizing the creator. Oh, the creator is very foolish. Duyanki kikori bepan. With two eyes, who can see Krishna's beauty with two eyes? It's impossible. And these eyes have a defective vision. Badly designed. Prem, try and stay awake at least. These eyes have eyelids and these eyes are filled with tears. How you can see Krishna with eyes that blink? and eyes that are full of tears. These eyes are useless design. Therefore, if all animals are fortunate, the snake is fortunate, because snake has no eyelids, and snake has no tears. Therefore, the gopis were thinking, if anyone in this creation is fortunate, it's Kaliya. Because Kaliya had 1,008 main heads, how many eyes does he have, Shyamala? 2,016, Kaliya. Therefore, Kaliya has 2,000 eyes. With 2,000 eyes, he is looking at Krishna. Therefore, the gopis thought, if anyone is fortunate, Kaliya is fortunate. If anyone can say, I've seen Krishna, then it must be Kaliya. Also, with gopis thinking, we get no chance to kiss Krishna. But Kaliya is kissing Krishna, inviting him with thousands of mouths. How much he is lucky. The gopis said, we get no chance to embrace him. And even we do get to embrace him, how much can you embrace? 3 inches around. Right? But Kaliya has hundreds of coils and he is embracing Krishna from the bottom of his toe to the top of his head. There were gopis thinking, anyone is fortunate, Kaliya is fortunate. He has said, yes, I have embraced, I have seen, and I have kissed Krishna. But because Kaliya has no devotion, he could not taste the sweetness of those activities. Deva Krishna expanded his body, broke free from the coil, and began to circle Kaliya. They began circling. Krishna was circling so fast, Kaliya's heads began to spin. That time Krishna reached up, grabbed him by the nose, pulled him down, and went on the coil of Kaliya. Kaliya went up. Where's he gone? Where's he gone? Krishna was on his head. At that time, Krishna began dancing. As Krishna was dancing, his feet were making. Does anyone, any girl know Bharatanatyam? Just for 1 second, show Crow what it means to do Bharatanatyam. Just for 1 second. Come on. By their feet, otherwise I have to do it. By their feet, come on, just 1 second, do it. Just show him 1 second. By feet, they make a rhythm. Krishna Bhai was making a rhythm on the head of Kaliya. So just like a drum, it's a very thin skin stretched like that. When Krishna was dancing on the head of Kaliya, it sounded like a drum beat. Therefore, Krishna was making rhythms with his feet as he would dance from one head to another. Therefore, Sudasa says, Tandav Gati Mandam Padana Chitagirid Hari. Tandav Nata means, at the end of the universe, Lord Shiva dances and destroys the world by his dancing. That dancing is called Tandav. Therefore, Lord Shiva had some false pride. I am the greatest dancer. But when he saw Krishna dancing on the head of Kaliya, his false pride was completely smashed. To dance on a still platform is difficult, but to dance on the moving platform, the head of a snake, much more difficult. Therefore, Surdas, the blind poet, has written, Tandav gati mandan padanacha dakirit hari. Pam 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 pa ga patakara pan 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 parat kari bim 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 bimet karanagu varahari. Vivida vivida vidya dara dam 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 deva sakala gangan gan 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 davanacha te tari. Sa-sa-sa-sa-sa-na karike na-na-na-na-na-narad munike mama-mama-mama-mama-deva bam-bam-bara-hari Surdaske prabhu-gavani dam-dam Surdasa prabhu-gavani Surdasa prabhu-gavani. Lucky I have this bit of paper, it's been in here for years. Surdasa prabhu-gavani kim-kim-ne keno-na-jani dam-dam-dam charana-pataka nirboy-boy-hari Tandav gati mandan parana chatugirit hari. Sudas, such a poet. Therefore, Tandav gati mandan parana chatugirit hari. Pam 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 apakakata. Krishna's feet were making the noise. Pam 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 apatakata. Bim 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 bimit kari. Dun dun dun. Pam 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 paga patakata pan 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 panat kari. The head of a snake is called pan. Some people call it, one name for Krishna is Fani Bhusan. Fun means the head of a snake. Bhusan means he ornamented the head of the Kaliya snake. Therefore, pam 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 paga patakara. With his feet on the head of Kali, he was making the rhythm. Pam 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 paga patakara. Bim 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 kari naga baru hari. The nagu barus, the wives of Kali, were astonished. Bim 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 kari. They were completely astonished. The vivida daras, the heavenly musicians, Vivida Vivida Vidya Dada, Dum 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 Deva Sakala. The Vidyadharas and the demigods who are watching became completely dumbstruck. Gan 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 Gani Gandharva Nachatate Tari. The Gandharvas, the demigods and the heavenly musicians. When Krishna was dancing the rhythms with his feet, those rhythms were so complicated and so complex, even the demigods and the musicians in the heavenly planets, they could not keep up. They could not follow the rhythms of Krishna. Therefore, Nachatate Tari. All they could do was dance and clap their hands. They could not keep up. The four Kumaras, Sasasasasana Karike, Nananana Nada Nunike, Mahadeva, Bam Bam Barihari. The four Kumaras, Narad Muni and Mahadev, they simply boom, Haribol, Haribol. Therefore, Surdas Prabhupada. Surdas says, how I can describe the beauty of Krishna, that dancing? Surdas Prabhupada. Kim kim na jeno na jani. No one can say I know Krishna. It's quite impossible. Dun 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 charana pataka. He is so kind he gave his own lotus feet on the head of the Kaliya, therefore Niraboy Boyahari. Kaliya, who was always afraid of being eaten by Kaliya, became fearless because he had the stamp of Krishna upon his head. That time Krishna was also a little showing off because the gopis were watching. Therefore, Krishna was showing the gopis, look how nicely I dance on a moving, tilting platform. Imagine how nice I'll dance when I'm with you in the Rasa-lila. Therefore, Krishna was a little showing off. The gopis were very much impressed. Some gopis were looking the other way. So what? That time, as Kali would try and bite, he would lick his lips and he would move up to bite. That time, Krishna would pah with his foot. Every time Kali would look up to try and bite Krishna, Krishna would thump him with the heel of his toe. Thus, as Krishna was pounding him with his feet, his strength became exhausted. He began to vomit. Poison was pouring out of his nostrils. He was crying, crying tears of poison. He was vomiting poison. But Krishna kept on dancing. Thus, as Kali entered the Nityalila, as Kaliya entered his death throes, all the poison of his body was extracted. When all the poison was gone from his heart, then he had some understanding. Who is this? This is not an ordinary person. This must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If our hearts are full of too many material desires, we cannot understand Krishna, you cannot understand Guru, because you need a qualification. Just like a magnet goes through the garbage dump, what does it pick up? Vijay, it doesn't pick up plastic, it doesn't pick up newspapers, wood, even it doesn't pick up all types of metal, only that metal which is a little clean. If the metal is covered by rust, even the magnet will not pick it up. Therefore, as long as our heart is covered by rust, poison, material desires, misconception, you cannot be attracted to Krishna. That when all Kali's poison was out, then he had vision. Who is this? Thus, when all his poison was finished, then he could have vision of who is Krishna. Exuding poisonous waste from his eyes, Kali would occasionally dare to raise one of his heads, and Krishna would stomp on it, forcing it down with his lotus foot. The demigods in the heavens took this opportunity to worship him by throwing flowers. Hey, Parikshit, Tanchit. Tanchitta Tandava Virguna Panna Sahasro. Krishna's wonderful dancing on the thousand heads of Kaliya broke all his hoods. The serpent, profusely vomiting blood and poison from his mouths, finally recognized Krishna to be the eternal personality of Godhead, the supreme master of all moving and non-moving beings, the original Narayan. Thus, when in his mind he took shelter at the feet of Krishna. Can you close that? It's a little cold. Vyas will do. That time, Kaliya, his wives were pure devotees. At first, they wanted their husband, oh, he should be dead, very good. He is against Krishna, what's the use of having such a husband? But when they saw in the face of their husband that he had now surrendered to Krishna, they became kind to him. Oh, he should live after all. Therefore, they ran towards Krishna and they offered many prayers. They prayed, Kashyanu Bhavo Ashana Deva Vidmahi Tavangi Renu Charana Svasadika Vanchali Sri Lancha Charo Tapo Vihaya Kaman Suchita Dita Brata. The wives of Kali became astonished. You okay there, Prem? What are you doing? Sit properly. The wives of Kali became most astonished. What austerities has this snake performed? Even perfected souls cannot even see the feet of Krishna. But this snake has the feet of Krishna dancing on his head. Tadvanchiyo Sri Lanchito Tapo. Even Sri, the goddess of fortune, she wants the feet of Krishna upon her chest, but she cannot get them. But this snake has gotten Krishna's feet upon his head. We cannot imagine what he has done in his previous lives. Therefore, na na kaprestam na cha sabamomam na padameshtam na cha rasadipatyam na yogasida apunabhavamscha vanchani tadapada rajoprapada. Hey Krishna, those who get your foot dust, they never desire to become king of this world, king of the heavenly planets, king of the lower planets, na yogasidya apunabhavamscha. They never desire yogic perfection, Shyamala, nor do they desire freedom from birth and death, because someone who gets your lotus feet, they think, I have gotten everything. What's wrong, Shyamala? Crying. Finally, a tear from someone in the audience. Shyamala Devi Ki Jai. Oh, I think she has an allergy. That's why she's crying. Therefore, they prayed to Krishna. Namastu bam bhagavate purushaya mahatmane bhuta vasha bhutaya praya paramatmane. Hey Krishna, our obeisances to you. You are present in the hearts of everyone. You are all pervasive. You exist prior to the creation and you are the origin of this creation. You are the cause of everything, yet still you are transcendental beyond all cause and all effect. You are the Paramatma, the Supreme Soul. Kalo kala navaya kalavaya shakshani visvasa tadupadrista tatkate visvahetave. Obeisances to you, Lord, you are time himself. And you are also the shelter of time and the witness of all. You are the universe. You are also separate from the universe. You are time, but you are separate from time. You are the creator. But you are beyond the creation. You are the totality of all causes. Many nice prayers they offered. Then, Namo Krishnaya Ramaya Vasudev Sutayacha Pradyumna Anirudaya Satvatam Pataye Namaha. All glories to Krishna Balaram. All glories to Krishna, who is the source of other incarnations like Pradyumna and Aniruddha. You are the master of all the saintly devotees of Lord Vishnu. We offer our prayers to you. Then finally they said, O Krishna, you are the supreme master. Just like the parent always forgives the offenses of the child, our husband is also your servant. Please forgive his foolishness. He could not understand who you were. Rajai? My God. Try and pay a little bit of attention. At least pretend to be interested. Therefore, the wives of Kali offered many prayers. Then Kali was very much inspired hearing their prayers. Kali also tried to pray, but his prayers are not so high class because he has not so much devotion. He only surrendered to Krishna out of fear of death. Therefore, at least something is to his credit. He has no pure love. Therefore, his prayers, you can see that. His wives' prayers are full of attraction to Krishna. But Kali's prayers are full of the idea, please don't kill me, save my bacon. Therefore, Kali's prayers are very interesting. He's praying. He says, O Krishna, no one can act against their nature. Therefore, you have made me as a snake. Therefore, I am acting like this, in other words, because it's your fault. It means everyone has born with a certain nature. To act against that nature is a little difficult. Therefore, Kali said, O Krishna, my birth as a snake has naturally made me very envious, ignorant, and always angry. O Krishna, it is very difficult for people to give up the nature with which they are born. because they don't identify with that personality which they have got. They identify with that which is unreal. O Supreme Creator, it is you who has created all different forms of life, all different species and personalities with varieties of sensual and mental strength. O Krishna, it is you who has created all these forms. Therefore, Supreme Personality of Godhead, I pray, may I have a different birth, may I have a different body. O Supreme Lord, amongst all the species within your creation, the serpent, by their nature, are always the worst and angry. I am bewildered by your illusory energy, which is very difficult to give up. How can I give it up? Therefore, Kali, even though Krishna danced on his head, Kali had not become purified. Kali admits it here, I cannot change by myself. Therefore, that's the difference between worshipping Krishna and worshipping the devotees of Krishna. Understand? Our goal is not Krishna. Our goal is love of Krishna. Love of Krishna does not come from Krishna, because Krishna does not have love for himself. If you go to Krishna, Srila Gaugamesha say, hey Krishna, give me Krishna prema, love for Krishna, then Krishna will say, I'm afraid I cannot help you. I do not have Krishna prema, then how I can give it to you? Therefore, Krishna danced on the head of Kali, but Kali did not change. But if a devotee had danced on the head of Kali, then Kali would have changed. Therefore, Krishna always says in the Bhagavatam, Mad Bhakta Pujadikam, the worship of my devotee is more than the worship of me. Lord Shiva said, Adadananam Sarvesham Vishnuradanam Param Tasmat Paratadam Devi Tariyanam Samantanam. Lord Shiva said, the highest object of worship is Vishnu, Krishna. But there's only one thing higher than his worship, that is the worship of the devotees of Krishna. In the Padma Puran, Lord Krishna says there also. Prakasamanti Gurum Puja Tatas Chaiva Mamachanam Kurvanti Abnato Siddhi Aneta Nishvalam Bhavet. Before you worship me, you have to worship your spiritual master. One who does not worship the devotees before me, Aneta Nishvalam Bhavet, his worship is useless. Because if you get the mercy of the devotee, then by the mercy of the devotee, then you can see Krishna, then you can serve Krishna. Understand? So, even though Krishna danced on the head of Kali, Kali did not change so much. Kali did not develop pure love for Krishna. Kali just prayed, I cannot change my nature. If you'll be merciful to me, then I can get the next chance in my next life with a different body. Therefore, Krishna blessed him anyway. Actually, Krishna, in one sense, he did not bless him. He said, you should leave this Vrindavan, because there's no place for a big snake like you in my place. Therefore, you should leave Vrindavan and you should go to Ramandweep. That's called Fiji. They still worship Kali there now today. Go back to the ocean. O serpent, you may not remain here any longer. Go back to the ocean accompanied by all your friends, wives and relatives. This river will now be pure without you. Then Garuda was afraid, how I can go outside, then Kali will eat me. And he said, no, Kali will now be your friend because you have the mark of my feet upon your head. Just like we wear tilak, that's the mark of Krishna's foot. Therefore Kali worshipped Krishna, offered him many fine garments and jewels. Amongst one of the jewels that Kali offered was the Kastuba money. The Kastuba is the eternal paraphernalia of Krishna. It's always there with him. But Krishna in this incarnation is performing human-like pastimes. They've imagined that there was a baby Shyamala born with a big Shyamataka jewel, Kastuba jewel. Imagine who gave birth to Jayashri and around her neck was a huge jewel. They would not think that she was an ordinary person. Therefore, in order to protect the sanctity of his sweetness and human-like pastimes, Krishna was not born with a Kastuba jewel. He arranged that Kali would present it to him after. Therefore, as Kali left, Yamuna returned to her pristine condition. Thus Krishna performed his unlimited pastimes. Kali Daman Krishna Ki Jai. One Kirtan.